Welcome to the Grind is Ugly podcast, where I'm your humble, beautiful, gracious, and loving host, Kyle Allen. We're going to jump right in. So, if you haven't, there's a mandatory watch I want all my listeners, all my people, to watch. It's on Netflix right now called How to Be a Tyrant. And the reason why I want you to watch it is because I'm a firm believer that if you know history, you can't predict the future, but the future and the present won't scare you because there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that we go through today has already been gone through. It's just, you know, different in a sense, right? Some things look different, but it's ultimately the same. It's all the same. And in one of the parts, they were talking about Stalin. He was a fierce dictator tyrant of the Soviet Union. And one of the things that he made sure he had, that Hitler made sure he had, was what they called a useful idiot. I repeat, a useful idiot. There was a movie me and my wife watched once called The Duff, right? And I'm gonna break it down in a dumb way, but I think it's the same type of print. It's in the same ballpark, I'll say. It was called The Duff. The young lady was considered to not be the attractive one in a group. And no matter how fine you think you are, how ugly you think you are, you've probably been on either spectrum. Because there's always someone uglier than you, right? Like, you can always find someone that's uglier than you. And you can always find someone that's better looking than you. But still, my point is, essentially, to be a dictator, to fool the masses, to fool people, you need a duff. You need someone that is so, that they're so willing to be one of you, or be in the know, or have money, or have status, or have clout, have likes on Instagram, retweets on Twitter, that they're willing to side with someone that they might know is morally bankrupt. Think The Dark Knight with Batman. They knew the Joker was crazy. They were clear that the Joker was crazy. People know that Donald Trump is crazy, right? People knew that, hey, this guy's a little nuts. But you're willing to be a useful idiot because what you might gain from being around said person. It's very important to have an idiot in your group because they're going to, this can also be a good thing. By the way, this is a nuanced podcast, so think about it like this. Someone, it's like what they say, I'll say that what Beyonce did for Jay-Z. It's honestly what they say any woman does for a man is he's more marketable as a family. He's a family man. You know what I mean? And even though these dictators are literally killing millions, I mean literally killing millions by the day, by the hour, by the minute, what always gives me pause is they can't do it alone. They get the military to do it. They get their subs to do it. And people follow orders. COVID-19. We were told to do certain things. We all did them, myself included. If I want to go to the grocery store, I had to put on a mask. If I wanted to fly certain places, or till this day, I believe, could be off, you had to be fully vaccinated to get certain places. Those were mandates by the government. They were selling and giving chicken dinners away in the hood. They got Juvenile Manny Fresh to do one of the most ignorant videos in modern history, back that thing up, but they switched it to getting vaccinated. And my problem with black people will and forever will be, we're a little too easy. And what I mean by that is, that was a medical company that paid Juvenile and Manny Fresh to do this. More than likely in that medical company, there probably wasn't too many people that looked like Juvenile and Manny Fresh. But they knew that black folk love that song. And guess what? They're right. I guess my question is, are we being useful idiots? We complain. We want to teach our own kids. And by us, I mean black people. And all those that are useful idiots. Because I think we've all, if you think about it, we've all been a somebody's useful idiot. We really like this person. And so because of that, we're willing to make them look better than they really look because we just want to get some of what they have, right? And in some ways, I guess one could say it's all about perspective, that the useful idiot is smart. He knows how to find the right people to get next to. You know what I mean? They know how to find the right people. And a dictator needs someone like that. But the problem when you decide to sell out and become a useful idiot to someone or something or some entity, some building, some relationship, because let's be very clear, we've all been the useful idiot in a relationship that we knew was not beneficial for us. And my challenge, not just with black people, my challenge is with people. Really ask yourself, the things that you do in your daily life, when you wake up and you have a day, what and how much of that day are you doing because you actually want to do it, need to do it, or just chasing a dream that isn't yours? And I'm hoping that this makes some type of sense. Because when I was on the challenge and I couldn't be on social media, that was part of the stipulation. I didn't have a Twitter account and I won't ever have a Twitter account again because I realized it's really not healthy to know what's going on at all times, number one. Number two, Twitter encourages groupthink. Matter of fact, Twitter wouldn't exist without trending topics. And a trending topic is really groupthink. And I don't know if in this day and age, we ever are even allowed to think for ourselves. If this massive global company, it's really kind of like how Stalin did it. It just doesn't look like that. So what they've been able to do, whoever they are, no, it's not gonna look like 1930s. There's not gonna be mass bodies in the streets, but there will be a lot of walking zombies that can't think for themselves. And no, we're not just gonna take you in a fine line and to kill you all, but we are gonna completely destroy your brain. You're not even going to get the right toothpaste that you like anymore, because they're going to tell you that in the toothpaste that you've used for 30 years, it has the wrong iron in it that will cause you to die in 3 years. And we'll just stop doing it. Whatever they tell us to do, we do it. Without question, we just do it. And I guess I'm just questioning, are we where we are as a society? How many are doing what they're doing because they really believe in it? Are we all just doing what we're doing because we're being told to do it? And even if we think we're free, are we really free? Are you free? Your beliefs, what you wear, how you feel, what you eat, what you drink, is that because you want to do it? Or because they told you that it's popular to do, or it's the safe way to do? No knock on my vegans, but you're never going to convince me that eating meat is bad for me, but eating lab food is good for me. That just makes no logical sense to me. And of course, I'm sure it's healthier for the planet. I'm not saying it isn't. I understand that with 7 billion people on Earth to feed those people, there's going to be some differences. I'm not acting like that you should just eat meat every day. But what I am saying is, I think a lot of people are even going vegan doing the keto diet that's literally encouraging, hey, listen, black folk, let me help you. Maybe we aren't the candidates, and I'm not saying that keto can't help. I'm not saying that it's not real. I'm not saying that it's not something that you should try. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is historically, cheese, meat, sauce. Yes, there's no carbs in a keto diet, keto diet, keto diet, whatever you want to call it. But there's a lot of fat. There's a lot of, there could be a lot of sodium in it. And I'm sure someone would say, well, no, Kyle, you're just looking at the wrong diet. Maybe I am. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I'm saying a lot of the people that I've seen that get on keto just do a lot of bacon, cheese, steak. And there's nothing wrong with those things. But let me try to say this. And I say this and I mean what I'm saying, because moving forward with my life, I now know what my passion is more than ever. And I'm not on a healthy journey for myself. It's for my, obviously there's some part of me that is for me. I'm not going to be that fake guy that act like I do nothing for myself. I obviously think I look better. I feel better. I do feel good for myself. But at the same time, I firmly believe you cannot be your best self until you're in shape. I really firmly believe that. And I just challenge anybody going through the hardships of living a healthy diet, because it is hard. It's ignorantly hard. But in the words of Kevin Allen, my father, hard isn't a cuss word. Just because something is hard doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. Doesn't mean it's not beneficial. And hard doesn't mean it's not fun, but it is hard. We're not gonna sugarcoat the grind. You're not gonna over sugarcoat the grits. We're not gonna over sugar the grits. We're gonna keep it real. But it is mandatory. My fellow men out there, it is time out for us to just be walking around fat, pudgy, out of shape, can't do nothing, can't build nothing, can't move, can't walk. We're just fat and out of shape. It's time out for that, man. We have to set a standard. And a lot of times, society don't respect men because we stop respecting ourselves. We keep just letting them say anything to men. Disrespect us. Act as though we just aren't needed anymore. That's how it feels. And I know I'm not the only person that feels that way. Society is like they're trying to force men out. I have absolutely nothing against the LGBTQ community. As we know on this podcast, it's an all-inclusive podcast. But I 100% think that it is time for men to step up and be men again. Period. And part of that, in my opinion, is getting back in shape. Waking up before your family gets up. Setting the tone for not only you, but your family, your surroundings, your work environment. Setting the tone. Set the tone in your house. Set the tone with yourself. Don't just jump on a fad diet that's not going to be able to, you're not going to be consistent in doing that. Because no one's going to drink smoothies every day, man. No one's going to do that. And eventually you're going to fall off because that's not sustainable. What has worked for me is just simply saying there's no finish line. I'm going to work like a dog. And that's it. Monday through Friday, I keep it very basic. My beautiful wife will make some chicken, some vegetables, some spaghetti, something simple. And that's really what we do. On a weekend, I'm a little freer with myself. But every single day we grind. Every single day, my body, my plant, my living plant will be watered by sweat. Every single day. That's non-negotiable. Every day, sweat will run down my face. And I encourage you to do the same. If you're listening to this and you know you gotta get right, get right. We don't have no time for sickness. We don't have no time, men. We don't have no time no more. It's time to stand up. Men, it's time to stand up. I'm gonna repeat it. Men, it's time to stand up, bro. It's time to keep our dang-a-langs in our pants. It's time to stop sliding in DMs. It's time to be upstanding individuals. Period. It's time to stop being a willing idiot. A kind idiot. A useful idiot. It's time to be a man again. A lot of us have lost our ways. I lost my ways for about 5 years, man. I don't lie about the journey. Because the journey you will overcome by your testimony, man. When I look at pictures of me and myself back in the day, 5 years ago on my wedding day, I don't get shame. I don't feel shame. I just look at that person and say, I need to make sure that nobody gets where I was. That's it. Listen, and just so we're clear, I don't have it all together, but I have it together. I'm not going to be fat, man. And I'm sorry, but the word is fat. Obese sounds good. All that sounds good. But men, it's time for us to stop being fat and time for us to get in shape. End quote. End quote. Women, I'm not policing your body, but I'm going to say this because no one else will say it to you. Y'all forgive and make excuses for each other and wallow in mediocrity, because you can always get a yes, honey. You can always post something and women that don't even like you will cheer and applaud you. And I've dated women in the past. I'm married to one now. Let me be very clear. Most of the women that are on your post applauding you don't like you in real life. The ones that usually say yes the loudest are the ones that are talking the loudest behind your back. And we're going to leave the podcast right there. Thank you for listening to the Grind is Ugly podcast. I am your humble host, Kyle Allen.